Blog Talk Radio.
Well, while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person who might actually err from God. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still were sinners, Christ died. Those three verses are from the 5th chapter of Romans, verses 6 to 8. And this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve. How are we today? Well, this is the first episode I have for the fall. Fall was a couple of days ago. And for all of you, cool weather. And just during things. The title of the episode is just Black by Faith. The three verses that I read for you just demonstrates this to when we became Christians. You know, we accept Jesus into our life by faith. Not by works, not by anything that we did, or nothing to do with where we were born, or what attributes that we have. It's just that Christ died for us, died for all. And our faith justifies what we have done. I go back to chapter 4. I touched on this briefly. From Abraham. And Abraham believed God as if he believed God as, you know, God said it, he believed it. He had a whole heart of trust. I mentioned in another previous lesson that we all fall short of the glory of God. That's called chapter 3. And we all fall short. I mentioned in the last, also in the last lesson, I believe, that people will say you're a sinner because you're this or you're that. Well, everybody's a sinner. Doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, black, white, or whatever gender you are. We're all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. But also, all of us deserving of death because we all of us are sinners. I mentioned in the past that we had to, in other words, to atone for sin. So there had to be an offering of blood. In the Old Testament, they were offered up cattle or birds, or they had different offerings like grain offerings. They had different types of offerings in order to justify, in order for God to forgive a person for transgression. But when Jesus died, he was the perfect lamb, perfect sacrifice. He never sinned. He never did anything wrong. So instead of us hanging on for us, he went for us. Went for each person. And when we recognize our sin, don't repent of our sin, as Christ changes from within, our faith is justified. And we're justified by faith. I once heard a friend say that when you share your testimony, faith. You know, you can't, you know, a testimony is something you can't prove, or nobody can disprove. And that's a statement that I kind of hung on to. I thought about being only justified by faith, if we're justified by God, it really doesn't matter what man says about us, because we know what we've done internally. We know it internally. I think it's all, you know, what about all the people who deliver substances of anger or wantonness or all sorts of things that deliver from my God to Jesus? And their faith, you know, is strong in their faith. Been many people who have done this. Now, we did nothing to earn this. I mentioned earlier, we did absolutely nothing to earn this. But God called us, He asked Him to come within us, and He did so. Now, some of us, it took a while, but the main thing is that it was done. In between the time I heard the gospel of my having Christ come into my life, it's about a week. And I knew what God had done. So many people, millions of people know God. Christ died for us so we can have eternal life. Now eternal is a long time. Imagine living with God for all eternity. Now when it's important to live out our faith, demonstrate our faith to others. And one thing also true is God will give us strength and courage to share that thing. Many people need to hear it, many people want to hear it. One thing also the real thing. Whenever you were, you never hit anything. Going to verse 9 here, by much more surely than now we have been justified by His Son, will we say to Him, get back to that book. I mentioned that book, sacrifice you had to make in the old days. But Jesus did away. Jesus, I'm not going to say did away with those, fulfilled it. Didn't have to offer anymore. Sacrifice of why? The eternal earth sacrifice. And so to go sin or fall to your enemy to reconcile to God through the death of the Son. Much more surely than reconciled will we be saved for His death by His life. Being reconciled to God once with our enemies, far away from God. And then one day, we were brought to God. And that's one thing. We were far away. We want to be this. You know, some didn't care, some followed the furthest thing from their mind. them probably doing everything. And realized how much they were, they just couldn't go on any further. But then, you know, God got a hold of God called them. So they repented, asked Christ to come to God. And they did it by faith. Nothing to do with any kind of greed or anything like that. Just did it by faith. And he will do that. You know, God spoke to everybody. You know, you don't have to do anything before you don't have to. You don't have to. Well, you hear it's all get right. And that's the beauty of it. If you look to the other side of where you are, what situation you're listening to, and we request your life, your faith, by faith, and he just decides to faith. He recognizes it. And I'm sure this episode helped somebody. Somebody needed to hear them. Oh, God. So I just encourage you to seek God. I know that you can listen to it. As Christ comes to your life, pray so. Lord, remember your disciple and faith. It's Genevieve. Another episode of Genevieve. Look forward to getting back again for our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.